A government-sponsored conference scheduled to get underway Thursday in Victoria Falls was to be the first of its kind since the Unity government came to power in February. Delegates were to discuss access to justice for all Zimbabweans and the systems through which justice is delivered in Zimbabwe. But Zimbabwe's lawyers' associations say selective prosecutions, arbitrary arrests, detention of human rights defenders, and abuse of the constitution continue unabated in Zimbabwe. They say they will not attend the conference. The lawyers' groups charge the continued abuse of the rule of law indicates state institutions and personnel in the Department of Justice remain unwilling to seriously address flaws that threaten down the breakdown of the justice system. They say this further erodes public confidence in the country's justice system. The systems of justice are controlled by President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF. Patrick Chinamasa, a senior member of ZANU-PF, is Minister of Justice, and another party loyalist, Johannes Tumana, was appointed Attorney General after the Movement of Democratic Change and ZANU-PF signed a political agreement a year ago. Earlier this month, Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai stopped attending cabinet meetings with ZANU-PF, citing violations of the political agreement, including selective prosecutions. Human rights groups say that since the political agreement was signed, scores of human rights activists, Movement for Democratic Change supporters, journalists and lawyers have been kidnapped, allegedly tortured and arrested. Since the Unity government was formed in February, 7 MDC legislators have been arrested, charged and 3 found guilty in remote rural courts in cases which the MDC says were designed to strip it of its narrow parliamentary majority. A senior human rights lawyer, Alex Muchadahama, is facing trial after he was arrested while attending to a client's bail at the Harare High Court on allegations of obstructing or defeating the course of justice. The Commercial Farmers Union says more than 150 remaining white farmers, about half those still on their land, are on trial for trespass. One, Mani Chreve, said he was told by ZANU-PF Defense Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa he had to get off his land immediately because he had sought and received protection from the Southern African Development Community's Legal Tribunal, a court of last resort for the region's citizens. On Sunday, the two most senior officials of the umbrella body representing all Zimbabwe's non-governmental organizations were arrested in Victoria Falls and are now out on bail. The MDC says on Tuesday evening, an official from its Harare head office was arrested at his home by unidentified men in an unmarked vehicle. The party says another escaped after her kidnappers were overcome by people in the streets in central Harare. Also in Zimbabwe, there was a last-minute withdrawal of a visa for the United Nations Special Rapporteur on torture and other cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment or punishment, Manfred Nowak, who was due for his first consultative mission to Zimbabwe. ZANU-PF officials in foreign affairs informed him that his visit was not possible as the government will be in talks Thursday with the SADC Troika on security, defense, and politics. The United Nations said Nowak is not convinced this meeting is a valid reason for cancelling his 8-day mission at such a late stage. Attempts by VOA to reach Mr. Chinamasa and Mr. Mugabe's spokesman George Chiramba were unsuccessful. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News.